Today's Shir is Masech Tehuma, Daf Lama Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Lama Gimel, Amud Aleph, the third line, Abaya. The Shair Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina says, V'ato, Zman Hazeh, Kein Lanu Karbonos, Bava Neseinu, then unfortunately we don't have Karbonos because of the Averis that we have committed, Bava Neseinu, Emchata Bahara Leiv, if somebody did an Avera by having an inappropriate Machshava, or he violated a mitzvah, he should read the parasha Oila, which appears at the beginning of Sefer V'Yikra, or the parasha of Tzav, K'mikra parashas HaKarbon, reading these parashas, Yielonu B'mokam HaKravas Karbon, will serve in the place of bringing the carbon. Ben Shenikra B'Ksav, Ben Shenikra B'Peh, says this halach applies whether you read it inside the chumash or by heart. K'mosha Amar Rabbi Nesenu, as Chazal teach us, K'loisig the parashas oyla kikuv oyla. Whoever learns the parashas oyla is considered as if he brought the carbon oyla. Parashas chatas kila kriv chatas, it's considered like he brought chatas. Parashas asham kila kriv asham. And the Mishnah Berura in Ayur Chaim Simon Aleph says that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that we should say every day the parashas tamid. By saying the parashas tamid, it's considered as if we're bringing the carbon tamid, because says the Mishnah Berura, "Bizman hazeh," when we don't have the kabbonis, saying the kabbonis is included in as if we brought the kabbonis. And therefore, the Mishnah Berura continues to say that there are many that say the Gemara that we're about to begin to learn, Abaya have a Masadr say the Marocha, and the Mishnah Berura says that besides that there's a point to say it, there's a much greater point to understand what you're saying. And the Mishnah Berura suggests that the Gemara that the Rabbeinu Yoina quoted, Kol Oisik B'Parshas Oila, whoever learns the Parshas Oila, Kehilak Oila, is considered like he brought the carbon Oila, means not just to say the words, but to understand what is being said. So as we begin, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, today's shir, explaining this Gemara that is said by many people every day, explaining Abaye have Masad Said the Marocha. So of course, besides understanding and learning the Gemara, which is today's daf, we will also have a greater appreciation and a greater understanding for those that say Abaye have Masad Said the Marocha every day by davening. So says the Gemara, Abaye Masader Said the Marocha. Abaye taught us with the Said the Marocha that Aliba Dabashol, according to Mishmei the Gemara, Aliba Dabashol. The Tosfos asks, we're about to begin to say the Marocha. We've spent much time in a Masechta learning about the Trumas Hadeshin. And Abaya doesn't mention that the Trumas Hadeshin was the first thing that was done every day. So Tosfos answers, as we learned in the Mishnah earlier in our Masechta, that there were days that the Trumas Hadeshin was done by Chatzos, by Yom Kippur. It was done already by the end of the Shemayr Rishonah, by Yom Tovim. Therefore, it's not really considered one continuous part of all the avodas that were done every day. Along the same line, he says, because the Trumas Hadeshin was done during the night, the Trumas Hadeshin maybe is considered an avodas laila. And our Gemara today is focusing on the avodas hayoyim. Another Pshat that Tosfos Rosh wants to suggest that Abaya is referring to the Karban Tumid as the focal point of what Abaya is trying to speak about. The Trumas Hadeshin is not specifically related to the Karban Tumid. So Rashi explains Mishmei the Gemara. So Rashi says the Kula Yeshiva the Rabbanan the Bei Midrasha. Pasha Pshat that the Talmidim who learned the Gemara learned the Seder of the Karban Tumid every morning. This is what they concluded was the right Seder, but not to mean that it was Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. From the Rambam, however, it seems, when the Gemara says, Mishmei the Gemara, it means that it was a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai.
So he says, this order was Maracha Gedoyla. There was a large place of wood on the Mizbeach Achitzin. Kaidim was set up, it was organized, Kaidim Maracha Shnei Shaktairus. There were certainly two Marachas on the Mizbeach Achitzin. One was the large Maracha that they used to burn all of the Kabbonis and the Chalovim and the Evarim were all burnt on that Maracha. And then there was the Maracha Ktana, which was on the southeast, southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And there was a fire. And from there, they used to take the wood or the fire, the coals that they needed into the Mizbeach Pnimi when they did the Ktiris, as we're going to learn soon. Rabbi Yossi actually says there was a third Maracha. The third Maracha was made to keep of the fire burning on a steady basis. The pasuk says, "Eish tamid tukar al mizbeach lasechpa," and according to Rabbi Yossi, that was a special fire that was never touched, just there to be fire all the time. So the Gemara says the Maracha Gedoyla, setting up the Maracha Gedoyla, preceded Kaidim Maracha Shnei Shaktairis. Maracha Shnei Shaktairis Kaidim Osidah Shnei Gzireitzim. As we also have learned, every day they used to bring two logs of wood in the morning from the Lishkas Eitzim. As we learned previously, the Kohanim who are Balimum and cannot do the Avoida would be those that were appointed to make sure that the wood was perfectly fine, that it didn't have any worms in it, they didn't have any moisture in it. And the Kohanim would put those logs of wood on top of the Maracha Gedoyla. This is what the Torah says, and since the word Eitzim is a Lashon Rabbim, so it means there was at least two logs every day. And actually, not only was it done every day, in the morning, it was also, there was Shnidah Shnei Gzir Eitzim every evening. Shnidah Shnei Gzir Eitzim, Koyim Odishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, bringing the Shnei Gzir Eitzim precedes clearing out the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They had a silver shovel that they used to gather the ash that was on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that they used to take a koimitz of that ash and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. The Vidish Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dish Mizbeach Pnimi took place before the cleaning out of five candles. According to Rashi, Hatava means that when they cleared out the menorah from the ash and the wicks that accumulated from the burning of the menorah the night before, and according to Rashi, that was done every morning. Then the menorah was left empty all day, and every evening they would light the menorah again. The Rambam, however, disagrees, and the Rambam holds that they would clean out the menorah every morning, and besides cleaning out the menorah every morning, they would relight the menorah also in the morning. There are other opinions. Some opinions are that they lit some of the candles of the menorah every morning, but not all of the candles. And that takes place, says Rashi, before the Shechita and the Zrika of the Dama Tamid. According to the Rambam, it wasn't before the Shechita and the Zrika. The Rambam holds that the Shechita took place already. What the Gemara means, that Tavos Chomashneiris, Kodem Shla Dama Tamid, means before the Zrika. Because the Tavos Chomashneiris, Kodem Shla Dama Tamid, Adama Tamid took place before Kodem HaTavos Shteineris. As we're going to learn later in the shir, they did not clear out all of the candles at the same time. First they did five and then they did two. So according to Abishol, which we learned earlier in the Masechta, not everybody agrees with this, but according to Abishol, first we had that Tavos Chomashneiris, then we had the Zrikas Dama Tamid, and then we had the HaTavos Shteineris. According to the Rambam, what they did in between the Chomesh Neiris and the Shtei Neiris La Locha, as we said, is Machloikus, Abishol, and Rabbanim. We learned earlier in the Masechta. Avishol says that there was a Dama Tamid that was done in between. The Rabbanon holds it was the Ketoris that was done in between. But as we're learning, Abaya is teaching us this Gemara according to Avishol, and that's why it's being said that way. And as we mentioned in a previous year, one of the points here is that even though the Rambam, and it seems Paskins like the Rabbanon, it seems that the Halach is like the Rabbanon, we every morning say this Abaya, HaMesada say the Merocha, even though it's not what is accepted La Locha, the lesson is a very important lesson that we start the day with learning, but we start the day by learning something which isn't necessarily the Halacha, to say that we get credit for learning even though we're learning something which is not according to the Halacha.
Then came the Ketoris. Ketoris kedemes leivorim, and the Ketoris comes before you burnt the leivorim of the Kamet Tamid on Mizbech Chitzin. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, there was a very significant procedure how they brought the various leivorim on the Mizbeach, and here we're learning that that came afterwards. There's a very interesting vort from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says there's a very different attitude how to look at the avoid of the Kohanim with the Karmat Tamid versus how to look at the avoid of the Kohanim with the Ketoris. The Brisker Rav explains, the Chiv of the Karmat Tamid is a Chiv of Karmat Sibur. All of Klal Yisrael has to bring a Karmat Tamid every day. The Kohanim who do that avoidah are the shlichim of Klal Yisrael in doing that avoida. Whereas the Chiv Ketoris is not that there's an obligation on the tzibah to bring the Ketoris and the Kohanim are to be considered our shlichim, but rather the Kohanim have their own obligation as part of their avoida to bring the Ketoris every day. Vevarim and the Vevarim of the Karm Tamid are brought before the Mincha. To bring the carbon tamid, and with every carbon that's brought, we know that there has to be minchas nesachim brought along. That's what's meant here. Or minchal chavitim, as we've discussed every day, as we've discussed many times, every day the kohen gadol had to bring the chavite kohen gadol that were made out of a siren of flour. Half of it was brought in the morning, and half of it was brought in the afternoon. And the halacha is that it was brought every day of the week, even on Shabbos. Moreover, if for some reason they did not bring the Michas Chavitim in the morning from half of that flour, they brought the entire carbon in the evening. The Chavitim come before the Nesachim. With the carbon tamid, you had to have a revius Hahen Yayin that had to come with the carbon tamid, and that was brought. The wine had to be at least wine which is 40 days old, and there were coals that were put on the Mizbech where that wine was poured down. The Nesachim come before the Mesachim on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol Hamoed, they had to bring every day a Korban Musaf. The Mesachim come before the Bezichin on Shabbos, as we've learned. Every week on Shabbos, they changed the lechem upon him. They took out the old lechem upon him and put in the new lechem upon him. And on top of the shulchan, there were two bezichin, two spoons of levoina. Every Shabbos, they would take the two old spoons and burn it and replace them with the two new spoons. Actually, this was burnt on the Merocha Shnia. The bezichin were burnt Tamid Shben Abayim. They were burnt before the Tamid. They were burnt before the Tamid Shaban Abayis. The Gross says that all of these avoidas that we've been discussing in today's shir were not done simultaneously. But the way to understand all these avoidas, they were done consecutively, one avoida after the avoida. The Chavetz Chaim, also in the Lekutei Halachos, points out that even though Abaya has been very specific in the Seder of the Avoida, that's only L'chatchila. But with the Yevid, if one did not follow the proper sequence, the Chavetz Chaim says, as long as you did what you were supposed to do, you Yoitza. However, the Achroinim suggest that even though that is the Halacha all year round,
But as we're learning in our Masechta so intensively, the halachas of Yom Kippur, when the Torah speaks about the sequence of the avodas of Yom Kippur, the Torah says the word chukah. And from that we learn that it has to be a chayk, and it has to be followed specifically in the order as prescribed. So b'zichron come before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, shenemar, the Torah says regarding the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, v'hikta aleha cheva shlomim, aleha hashnam kalabonis kulam, the last carbon that's brought every day is the carbon Talmud Shabbat Abayim. The Chazanish has an interesting question. Here we said, we just learned that the last carbon that has to be brought every day is the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Ask the Chazanish, what would be the halacha if somebody violated this halacha and he brought a carbon after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim? Does that mean that he should not have brought that carbon? But once he brought that carbon, you could now bring more kabbonis, because the other kabbonis you're going to bring are not kabbonis that you brought immediately after Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Or does the Torah mean to say, we want the Beis HaMikdash to close with the Talmud Shabbat Abayim? And even if somebody violated and he brought a carbon after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, that means he did the wrong thing, but that doesn't give anybody a right to bring a carbon after Talmud Shabbat Abayim under any circumstances. So now the Gemara begins to analyze all of these halachas that we just learned from Abaya. Abaya began by teaching us that the Merocha Gedoyla Ketemes, the Merocha Shnei Shaktairus. Ask the Rambam Nolan, from where do we know this halacha? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Hiya oila moita al mizbeach kol alayla. Says the Gemara, moita refers to the Merocha Gedoyla. Veisha mizbeach tukaba zu Merocha Shnei Shaktairus. And therefore, we see that the Torah speaks about the Merocha Gedoyla before it speaks about the Merocha Ketana. Ask the Gemara, Veipachana. Maybe what the Torah means to say is that first we should have the Merocha Shnia, and then the Merocha Gedoyla, and the Torah is not specifying that it should go in that order. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra, it anyway makes sense to say that the Merocha Gedoyla Adifa, that we should first set up the Merocha Gedoyla. Shekein, Kaparasa Meruba. As we explained in the beginning of our shir, most burning that took place on the Mizbeach took place on the Merocha Gedoyla. So it makes most sense to say that that's the place where the carbon that should be set up first. Ask the Gemara, but a counter argument can be made. Adarabba, we can make a suggestion that Merocha Shnia Adifa, Shekei Mechnisa V'menu Lufnim. As we said before, the coals that are taken from the Merocha Shnia are the coals that are taken into the base of Migdash for the Ketairis. Answers the Gemara, Afilo Hachi, the concept of Kaparasa Meruba, that this is used for most Kabbonis, the Gemara says Adifa is a stronger argument to say that the Merocha should come first. Vibay Seima, another teretz, Eloi Mashkech Eitzel Merocha Shnia. What would be the halacha if there were no wood available for the Merocha Shnia? Yes, L'chatchila, we should bring the coals into the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Merocha Shnia. But if that's not possible, Miloi Mayim Merocha Gedoyla, wouldn't we bring from the Merocha Gedoyla? So the fact that we bring it from the Merocha Gedoyla shows us that the Merocha Gedoyla has every reason to come before the Merocha Shnia. Then Abaye taught us further that the Merocha Shnia Shal Ketairis Kaidemis L'Sidish Ne'gzira Eitzim. Ask the Gemara Menolam, from where do we know this then? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ya Alay HaKayin Eitzim B'Boike B'Boike. The Torah teaches us that we should put Shnei Gzir Eitzim on the Merocha Gedoyla. Says the Gemara, Aleha, it should be put on the Merocha Gedoyla, V'loy Al Chaverta, not on the Merocha Shnei Shal Ketairis. Mechlal, obviously, what is the Torah says teaching us here? That the Merocha Shnei Isil Chaverta, it is already in existence, but even though it's in existence, the Torah says don't put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim there, put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim on the Merocha Gedoyla. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that that's what we learn from the word Aleha? V'ay Aleha mi'bay l'gufei, that don't we need the Pasuk to teach us that the wood should be set up on the Merocha? Answers the Gemara, the Torah says the word Aleha twice. Trei Aleha k'siva. It says, Ovir Aleha ha'koin eitzim ha'boike ba'boiker, And the Torah also says, V'aruch alah Allah. So we alah ha'ayla. So we can learn both dinim. One, to teach us that you have to have it set up on the maracha, the wood. And the other halacha is that the maracha shniyah should come before the seder shnei gzeira etzim. Furthermore, we learned that the seder shnei gzeira etzim kainu l'dishim is be'ech ha'pnimi. Says the Gemara, afgav the hocha, regarding the shnei gzeira etzim, the Torah says ba'boiker ba'boiker. V'hocha, regarding the dishim is be'ech ha'pnimi, also the Torah uses similar words, ba'boiker ba'boiker. Afil ha'hochi, machshir, setting up the wood, adif is better. The wood is what makes us to have coals, and since the wood makes us have coal, it makes sense that we should first prepare everything, and after we prepare everything, then afterwards we actually do it. So Taisus asks, why don't the Gemara say a different teretz? See the shnei gzeira etzim, as we said at the beginning of our shir, is done twice every day. Once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Whereas Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi is only done once a day. And don't we have a rule, Tadr, Rishadr Tadr, Tadr Kaidim? So that's why we should do the Shidish Shnei Gzeira Eitzim first. Says the Gemara, says Taisus, the only time we apply the concept of Tadr Vishena Tadr is when both of the avoiders, or both of the subject that we're discussing, are similar. And now we have a question, which should we do first and which should we do second? And that's where we learned the famous rule of Tadav Sheina Tadav Tadav Kaidim. But in a situation where the two subjects we're speaking about aren't similar, one is talking about bringing wood to the Mizbeach, one is speaking about clearing out the Mizbeach, so they're totally two different types of avoidah, there we don't say the rule of Tadav Sheina Tadav Tadav Kaidim. So Taisus Shanim asks a different question. We're going to learn soon that the Gemara teaches us there's a rule of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, that when we could do a mitzvah, the first opportunity we do it, we do it. So the Seder Shnei Gzeira Eitzim, as Taisus Shanim, took place on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaChitzim. The Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi took place inside. So you have to pass the outside Mizbeach before you get to the inside Mizbeach. So why don't we say Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs? So Taisus Shanim says that the Gemara has not yet introduced that concept. Another Teretz says that when will we say that? If we're holding the Shnei Gzeira Eitzim, but if we're not holding the Shnei Gzeira Eitzim, we can't say Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. And here the Gemara's question is, should we take the Shnei Gzeira Eitzim first, or should we clear out the Mizbeach HaPnimi first? And then he gives another Teretz, that even though there is a concept, and we're going to speak about this later in our Shir Mitzvah Shem, of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs, that's only when the two mitzvahs are of equal value. But if one mitzvah is greater than the other mitzvah, we do not necessarily say Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs. And therefore, if, as the Gemara wanted to suggest, Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi is the more significant avoidah than Seder Shnei Gzeira Eitzim, we would not be able to apply the concept of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara. But why do we say the reason Shnei Gzeira Eitzim come before the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi? Because it's the Machshir. Machshir Mayniyu. What do we say was the Machshir? The Shnei Gzeira Eitzim. V'amr Shnei Gzeira Eitzim, v'marocha gadola azli. They have no connection to the Ketoros. Answers the Gemara, they may not be the wood that's used for the Ketoros, because the Shnei Gzeira Eitzim are put in the Maracha Gedoyla, and the coals for the Mizbeach HaPnimi are for the Maracha Shniya, but still they are wood. Ravina gives a different reason why the Shnei Gzeira Eitzim comes first. Once we've begun working with the Maracha Gedoyla, as we said, we are busy organizing it. So the Seder Shnei Gzeira Eitzim, which are put there, should be finished first. Rav Ashi says, the Shnei Gzeira Eitzim are the machshir for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. We ask, that's not where they took the coals for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But says Rav Ashi, as we learned earlier, if we weren't going to find wood from the Maracha Shniyah, where would we take the wood? Where would we take the coals Ketairus from. Milay Mayim Mimracha Gedayla. We will certainly take from the Mimracha Gedayla. So that's why those Eitzim that are put on the Mimracha Gedayla are considered Machshirim for the Ketairus. Then we learned the Bayi taught us that the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi is Kodim LaTavis Chomishneiris. My Tama. What's the reason that it's done that way? Gemara Gemirna, he says it's something that we learned with a Kabbalah, Svar Lo Yadana. I don't know the reason. This is what we learned, and since we learned that, I have to follow it. Rav Amar, but Rav said, I'll tell you why. Kresh Lakish, because the concept that Resh Lakish taught us. Dam Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish taught us that there's a very important concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. And Eim Avir Malamitzvus, as the Brisa says, the Torah says, V'shmartem es ha-matzis, al tikri es ha-matzis, ela es ha-mitzvus. And ba l'yotcha mitzvah, if you have the opportunity to do, ba mitzvah l'yotcha, if you have the opportunity to do mitzvah, asay oisoy miyad, immediately do it. And Tosfos here discusses the concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. Tosfos says that this din of Eim Avir Malamitzvus is a din d'oraisa. Not everybody agrees that it's a din d'oraisa. There are many that say it's only a drabonon, it's only an asmachta. But furthermore, Tosfos says that there are different places that we don't apply the concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. So Tosfos says that the only time that the rule of Eim Avir Malamitzvus applies when I have two mitzvahs in front of me to do, and I have to decide which mitzvah I need to do, that's when we have a rule of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. But we don't apply the concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus when you're only interested in doing one mitzvah, even though the other mitzvah may be easier or come before. So as we said, Tosfos says that it's a din d'oraisa. The Shaalos HaTshuvos Ratzvas say, as we said, that it's only the Rabbanan, and the Pasuk that we quoted is only an Asmachta Ba'alma. It's not to be treated as a full-fledged d'oraisa. The Shaalos HaTshuvos Divrei Malkiel says the reason we should treat it as a d'oraisa, even if we'll say that the Pasuk we just quoted is not to be treated as a d'oraisa, but the reason for Eim Avir Malamitzvus is because it's a bezoyin to the mitzvah and we let it pass. And the concept of bezoyin to a mitzvah is a din d'oraisa. There's an interesting shaila that the Sefer Ara D'Rabbanan asks. We now established we're going to continue learning the concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. So he asks, do we apply this concept even when the first mitzvah that I have an opportunity to do is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and the second mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Do we say over there also the concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus, or do we only apply the concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus when their obligation are equal, both the rabbanan or the both d'oraisa? So the Michtam L'Chizkiyah says that the Ramban holds that the whole avoida of Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi is only a din d'rabbanan. And yet, we're applying this concept here as well. Tori Evans says that it depends that if it's a d'oraisa or it's a d'rabbanan, he wants to say that perhaps it's a machloikus Rashi and Tosfos, according to Rashi, it does make a difference, and according to Tosfos, we have to look at what type of mitzvah it is. Says the Gemara, so says Rava, now that I've established, according to Resh Lakish, Eim Avir Malamitzvus, we could understand the order that we learned in the Mishnah. Because the Chi'ai Lahechel, as somebody enters the Kodesh, the Mizbeach Paga Bereisha, he hits the Mizbeach before he gets anywhere else. The Tanya, Shulchan was on the Tzofen. The Shulchan was on the north side of the Mizbeach, of the Kodesh. Meshoach min ha-Kodesh shtei amas ha-machtza, 2.5 amas away from the wall. So there should be room for the Kohanim to stand between the Shulchan and the wall when they're arranging the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan. Menorah was on the Dorm side, on the south side. Also, Meshuchim and Akaisa Shtei Amos Amachza, 2.5 Amos away from the wall. Umezbeach Mamutza, the Mezbeach was in the middle. Va'omid Be'emtza was in the middle of the Heichel. Umeshuach Klap Echutz, and it was a little toward the front Kimmel. Ask the Gemara, Mandua V'nukmela, so that's why you encountered the Mezbeach before the Shulchan or the Menorah, and that's why whatever had to be done on the Shulchan was done first. Ask the Gemara V'nukmela Dayu, why do we have the Shulchan a little further up than from the Menorah and the Shulchan? Answers the Gemara, K'simin the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says the Gemara, V'as Menorah Noichach HaShulchan, we need the Be'in and the Chazah Adadi. We need that they have to be facing each other and nothing in between. And that's why we couldn't have the Shulchan completely in between the Shulchan and the Menorah. I'm a Rava. So says Rava, now that we've learned the rule that Reish Lakish taught us, that Eim Avir Malam Mitzvahs, Shema Menorah Midereish Lakish, Davura Adara Tetefta, when it comes to put on tefillin in the morning, since you encounter your hand before you counter your head, also, you're not supposed to put on the tefillin. You're not supposed to skip over the tefillin shayad to put on the tefillin shorosh. Hechi of it, rather, what should you do? Dara, first put on the tefillin shayad, and then the tefesta, you should put on the tefillin shorosh. So, Tosfos asks that the pasuk says, "V'hayol ois al yotcha, v'tetafes bereinecha." So we see that the Torah clearly says that we put on the tefillin shayad before we put on the tefillin shorosh. Why is this connected to the subject that we're discussing now of Eim Avirim al HaMitzvahs? So the Tosfos Rid answers that if we didn't have what we just learned, we would think maybe you should put on the tefillin shayad, then put on the tefillin shorosh, and then only tie the tefillin shayad. Based on the concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs, not only are the tefillin shayad put on, but it should also be put on, tied on, and only then put on the tefillin shorosh. Another pshat that the Siach Yitzchak suggests, and that is that if we only had that pasuk, we would think maybe that's the chatchila what should be done. Reish Lakish is coming to teach us that this is absolutely the way to do it. Another pshat that I saw is that we're learning from here, going back to something we learned, spoke about earlier, that when we apply the concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs, explains the Michtam L'David, it's even applicable when the first mitzvah hasn't begun. Because let's think about it. Yes, we have the Tefillin Shayad, and then we also have the Tefillin Shorosh. So if you haven't even begun putting on the Tefillin Shayad, so then you're not being over anything if you put on the Tefillin Shorosh afterwards. The concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs teaches us that we should do it that way. But there are others that explain that, of course, for putting on the Tefillin Shayad before the Tefillin Shorosh, we learned already that that's obvious from the words of the Pasuk. But Tosfos says, what we're learning from here is a different halacha. That is that when somebody puts away his tefillin after he wears the tefillin in the morning, he should put them away in a way that he should first encounter the tefillin shayad, and only after he encounters the tefillin shayad, he should encounter the tefillin shorosh. Because if he's going to encounter the tefillin shorosh first, he's going to have a problem with Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs. On one hand, as we're learning, you have to put on the Tefillin Shayad first. On the other hand, we're learning Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs. So what the Gemara is teaching us is, put away the Tefillin in a way that you will always encounter the Tefillin Shayad first. Another pshat that the Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, we learned the Chayiv Odin L'mashon Shem Tefillah B'Kol Shah. A person has to constantly check his Tefillin. And what the Gemara means to say is that when somebody is checking his tefillin, he should check if they're in the right place, or to remember that he's wearing tefillin, he should check the tefillin shayad, and only afterwards check the tefillin shorosh, Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs. And this shaila comes up in many areas of halacha. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that on Friday night, when somebody cuts the challah, we have to have two challahs for Lechem Mishnah. On Friday night, we cut the bottom challah. But the Paiskim say that even though we cut the bottom challah, and the upper challah is more accessible to us than the bottom challah, they say that you should have the bottom challah stick out a little towards you. Why? Because by having the bottom challah sticking out closer to you, then we will, of course, have to cut it first because of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. So the Shaz HaChulis Michtam LeDavid discusses a Shaila where there was a Rav in a certain community, and he was there for a number of years, and the community was very satisfied with him. And now this Rav was invited to become the Rav of another community, and he wanted to take the job. And the people in the community where he was wanted him to remain where he was. And they, one of the arguments that they were making why he should not be allowed to leave where he is what we're learning in our Gemara. Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. And Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs teaches us that you're not allowed to leave where you are, that you're not allowed to go to a second mitzvah, you have to do the first mitzvah. But the Michtam LeDavid applies the concept of Taisus. Taisus says that where do we apply the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs? We apply the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs when we have two mitzvahs to do, and we don't know which one to do first and which one to do second. That's when we say Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. A person cannot be the Rav of two communities at the same time. He could only be the Rav of one of them. And since he could only be the Rav of one of them, there we don't say Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. Rather, he does the mitzvah which he thinks is better for him. There's a famous tshuva in the Ratvaz. There was a person who, Rachman Shalom, was a prisoner, and he was granted permission to leave prison for one day. And now the question is, should he take off the first possible chance that he has, or should he wait for a special time? Should he maybe wait for Yom Kippur to be able to daven with a minyan on Yom Kippur? So Ratvaz applies the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs, and he says he should take the first opportunity he has to be able to daven b'minyan. However, the Chacham Tzvi disagrees, and he says, going back to something we discussed earlier, we don't apply the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs, or we only apply the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs when both mitzvahs are of equal status. But in the example that we just gave, certainly davening in shul on Yom Kippur is a greater mitzvah than davening with a minyan on an ordinary weekday, and therefore waiting for Yom Kippur would not be Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. But then the Chacham Tzvi says that the Ritvaz is right. He says there's a different consideration, and that's the consideration, he says, that maybe the government officials will not keep their word about letting him go out. And if he will have waited until Yom Kippur comes, he wouldn't have anything. And therefore, he should take the first mitzvah. But the Chaya Adam, taking without Taisus, says that over here, this Shaila that we just discussed is really not Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. Because he explains that when do we apply the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs? As Taisus keeps on telling us, when we have two mitzvahs, and we have to choose which mitzvah to do first and which mitzvah to do second. But when we're only able to do one of the two mitzvahs, then we don't apply the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. We go back to the beginning of the shir, where Abaye gave us the sequence of the day. And Abaye said that the Havas Chamish Neiris Kaidim the Dam HaTamid, and the Dam HaTamid Kaidim LaTavish Nei Neiris. Says the Gemara, my Tama, ask the Gemara, what's the reason for this order? Am Abaye, Ahu Babaiker, the Shnei Gzeri Itzim. The Torah said the word Babaiker regarding the Shnei Gzeri Itzim, the Loi Tzrichi, that we know that we always have to do the Sidi Shnei Gzeri Itzim before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi. As we said before, the Sidi Shnei Gzeri Itzim is the Machshir, and therefore it comes before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi. So we, Shadinu Lahacha, we take the two times that the Torah said the Wibba Biker and put it to that Tavis Neiris. Chad Shajay. One, put it to that Tavis Chamish Neiris. The Ligdomi, that they should precede the Dama Tamid. The Chad, and the other time that the Torah used the Wibba Biker, Shadri the Dama Tamid, put it on the Dama Tamid to teach us the Nagmila Ha Tavish Neiris that should come before that Tavish Neiris. Asked and says the Gemara, how do we do it? Chad Shajla Tavis Chamish Neiris, the Kadmil Chad Tamid Tamid. Why do we put what we take one of the Babaikers and we apply it to that Tavis Chamish Neiris, and like that we know it comes before the Dama Tamid? The Hacha, because if we do so, then we will have the word Babaiker Tlosa three times in the avoid of the Dama Tamid. In the avoid of the Dama Tamid itself, it says, but Atavas Aneris itself, it says, and now we're adding another Babaiker, a total of three. The Hacha, rather, regarding the Dama Tamid, will only have the word Baiker Trey two times. Because regarding the Dama Tamid, the Torah says, as a Keves Echad Tas Babaiker, and now we're adding another Baiker, so it's going to be three. The Chad, Shadil Dama Tamid, the Nigdamil Atavish De Neris, Avgav the Hochetrei, the Hochetrei. The Torah says, here two times the word Babaiker. And by Atavish De Neris, the Torah also says it two times. Still, if we have a choice to do Dama Tamid first or Atavish De Neris first, we're going to do Dama Tamid first because Dama Tamid is a Mechaper. It brings a Kapara and therefore it should come first. Amalei Rapapal Abaya. Why do you say that we should put one Babaiker on that Tavis Chamish Neiris, which will result that's why that Tavis Chamish Neiris comes before the Dama Tamid? Veima, maybe the way to learn is Chad Baiker to be put on the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, and it's coming to teach us that Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi should come before the Dama Tamid, because we'll have, regarding the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, Tlosa, three times the word Babaiker. The Torah uses the word Babaika Babaika Bativa Saneris Yakdirenu. That's twice. And now we'll have one more Babaika to give it three. And the Dama Tamid will only have two. One because the Torah says it's a Kev Sechod Tas of a Biker. And one because we're putting a Biker from the Siddish Negziraitzim on it. V'chad, and the other Babaika will put on Dama Tamid, the Nigdam, to teach us it should come before that Tavis Chamish Neiris, the Avagav, the Hocha Trey, that even though we'll have by the Dama Tamid a total of two, V'hocha, and by the Tavis Chamish Neiris we'll have a total of two, Mechaper, Dama Tamid should come first, because it's a Mechaper. Imkain, but says the Gemara, if that's what we're going to do, if that's the order we'll end up having, then if Suke B'ma'a Suktalei, how will we separate the Tavis Chamish Neiris from the Tavish Deineris? Hanichl Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, why do we clear some of the Meiris, the Chayzim Meiris, Kedag Lahagish Kolazara Kula, just to bring excitement to the Azara by people going back and forth to clean the Meira, Shaper? Then there's no need to really do anything to separate them. We should just do them in two shifts. We should do Chatavis Chamish Neiris, and then do Atavis Shtei Neiris. However, Rabbi Yochanan the Omar, that we separate the Chamish Neiris from the Shnei Neiris, because the Torah says, Babaiker, Babaiker, to teach us Chalkeil Shnei Baikerim, they have to separate them, Michael and Meimer. There would be nothing, we need an Avoida to be done in between. It must be that the Dama Tamid comes in between. And that's why he learns the Pasukim to come to that conclusion, because we have to have an actual Avoida, which we're saying is the Dama Tamid, separating the Chamish Neiris from the Shtei Neiris. Amalei Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, Haba Baiker Babaiker, Eitzim Mimi Yasser. We're saying that the Torah said the words Babaiker Babaiker regarding the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, which we said was superfluous, and therefore we've been applying those words to different places. But ask the Gemara, Mabai Leila Gufay, don't we need it to teach us the Nagdama, the Maracha Shnei Shek Tairis, that the Sidi Shnei Gzeiritzim is done before the Maracha Shnei Shek Tairis? Amalei, ask the Gemara, V'lav Mi Akimna, haven't we already learned on Amun Aleph that the Maracha Shnei came before the Sidi Shnei Gzeiritzim, because the Tairis is a via Leah, that it's already in existence, V'lo Al Chaverta, And therefore, it's not needed to teach us that din. So we learned that we have to separate and not clear all of Neiris at the same time. But ask the Gemara, why do we separate it in the fashion of five and then two? Maybe we should do reverse. Navid hatovish de Neiris Bereisha. Maybe we should do the two first and then do the five. Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Aschaba, once we begin doing it, we want to do as much as we can. We do rive of them. Says the Gemara, if we want to do rive, the majority, so we shouldn't just do five candles. Never chist. We should do six candles, and we'll certainly have a majority. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, Betiva Saneris Yakdirena, that when you should always have at least Neiris when you're cleaning the Menorah. You have to have at least two Neiris, Vein Neiris Pchus Mishtaim. Said the Gemara, we learned that Tavishtei Neiris Kedemis L'Ktairis, Damakra, Betivas and Neiris, first clean the Neiris, Vahada Yakdirena. Furthermore, Abaye taught us, the Ktairis comes to putting the Avram of the Kamen Tamar on the Mizbeach, the Tanya, Yugdem Dover, Shnema Babaiker Babaiker. Regarding the Tairis says, Babaiker Babaiker, Ledover L'Shnema Baekbel Vad, regarding the Dama Tamid, the Avri Tamid, the Torah only uses the word Baiker first, and that's why the Haktar, that's why the Ktairis comes before the Haktaris Avram.